This is the room Queen Isabel II was supposed to sleep in when she came to Sabadell. I'll never forget that date, the 28th of September, 1860, St. Thomas's Day. People were very excited, and the town hall spent a fortune on decorating the streets, painting facades, and cleaning everything up. They even built a triumphal arch decorated with colourful woolen fabrics at the start of the Rambla. That day, my bosses went crazy and spent a fortune. Mr. Turul had bought wallpaper in Belgium to decorate the main hall and the bedrooms. You can still see it on the walls. The velvet curtains came from France, and they commissioned a famous French artist to paint a portrait of the Queen and the Princess. It's the painting I showed you in the main hall. They bought me new clothes, and I could hardly move in all those petticoats, lacy aprons, and that cap. My goodness, what a sight! I looked down at the floor the whole time, but I could see the Queen out of the corner of my eye, and I was surprised. I'd imagined an imposing woman, but she was quite small and chubby. Then dinner was served. What a feast! They hired a French chef, who cost a fortune. They cooked 12 chickens, 24 pigeons, 4 turkeys, 12 partridges, 24 quails, and 8 hens, all washed down with the best burgundies, wines from Malaga and from the Rhine, and champagne. The 18 dishes on the menu were served in the main hall, and the leftovers were given to the poorhouse. But before they were taken away, I ate a pile of sweet stuff. I just couldn't resist. After lunch, and when we all expected the Queen to stay in Sabadell for the night, she asked to be taken back to Barcelona to see a bullfight. Who would have thought? The room that had been so carefully prepared stayed empty. But even though she never slept here, it will always be the Queen's room.